You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
It is indeed the Britpop Show, and this week we have a world exclusive. I will let you know more about it shortly. But just kicking off an American tour is Space Hog. Please come to the UK, Space Hog, please. Space Hog. Easter, 1998. Top three gig for me. The other two, you'll have to guess. Feel free to guess on at the Britpop Show on Twitter if you want, if you're really that bothered. Right, so not only are they on tour, Pulp are on tour, and not only are Pulp on tour, and I've had quite a few pictures, actually, from people seeing, saw them at the O2 over the weekend, but they are celebrating their first number one album in 27 years. That's correct, 27 years. Not since their album This Is Hardcore have Pulp topped the album charts, and that was in 1990. This is their eighth studio album, and not only is it number one in the album charts, it was also the best-selling vinyl album this week, according to the official charts. So I'm going to play something off their brand new album called More, and then we're going to go into a world exclusive, the first time something has ever been played on the radio in the entire world.
Thank you.
New music from Pulp, and we're going to get some new music from Electricity right now. Now, Paul from America has got in contact, and he said he can't wait. He's on tenterhooks. Well, the worldwide exclusive is the fact that Electricity have released an album today, and this is the first time it's been played on radio. The entire album was released on Spotify. Go and check it out. But it's like a reimagining of some of their songs. Now, I'm going to throw it out there, slightly controversially, bearing in mind they've just released an album doing essentially remakes, that sometimes when you hear a song that you really love and you know so well, a remake, it just doesn't sound right. It's like, well, no, it's not. That's not right. But some of these don't fall into that category. Now, Foot Soldiers, for example, I can't imagine Foot Soldiers in any other way. And they've redone it, and I'm sure it's great. And somebody coming to that music now will be going, do you know what? This is a great song. But there are other songs that they've reimagined, and they are brilliant. And one of those is Cosmic Castaway. Now, another fun fact, Cosmic Castaway was on some sort of space film, sort of like a cartoon type film, which was quite big. It's called Titan AE. And as a result, Cosmic Castaway is the biggest listened to song, even now on Spotify, as a result of that film, Titan AE. Titan AE was released 25 years ago. I think this week. So as a result, we're going to kill two birds with one stone. Brand new reimagined version of Cosmic Castaway. First time ever anywhere on the globe. And it's going to be played right now. And 25 years since it was in the film Titan AE. And for the first time probably ever, I can play a link with new music.
New music.
Yeah.
What do you think? I think it's a belter. Give it a listen. Go on Spotify. Give it a listen. Follow Electricity on Spotify. They need help. People, you've got to get behind this new music, this band. They're not around forever. And the idea, 10 years ago, the idea that Electricity would get back and bring out some more music would have been, to me, a dream come true. And so now that that dream is reality, let's not let it slip through our fingers. Let's make sure we grasp it. Right, I've had loads of people request Radiohead because you all love it so much. And you're all like, oh, Radiohead, they're so uplifting. So I'm going to listen to what you say. I'm going to give it to you.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Rows of houses all bearing down on me. Touching me, oh, this thing's a superstition. Oh, this thing's a wonder swallow whole. Thank you.
Right then, you London-based people, there's an excellent doubleheader coming up. I say coming up, it's in November. I don't even want to think about November. We're in June and I cycled in and I love it when I can cycle in and cycle home from the studio in the sunshine, which is exactly what happened tonight. I love it. But 13th of November, so just in the sort of maybe start to the build up to Christmas. The Blue Tones are playing at London Earth Hall in Hackney and they're supported by the Supernaturals. That is a brilliant doubleheader.
Listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Yeah. Do you remember a couple of weeks ago, we did a show called Virtual Air Balloon? It was basically, I was picking areas on the map and saying, oh, look, there's somebody listening here. I wonder if they will get in touch. It worked. Ben from Sacramento says, Britpop show, the road you describe is a few miles from me, but it's possible I am he, so to speak. I'm always a couple of weeks in arrears on podcasts, so I haven't actually listened to this one yet, but I'm very much looking forward to it. And then he did something that blew my mind. He attached a screenshot of essentially the transcript of the show. Now, it fills me with dread that the nonsense that I'm spouting now might be put on words. Even that fumble might be put on words. And he says, yeah, he listens on Apple Podcasts and there's a little button in the bottom left that lets you toggle on or off the transcript, which blew my mind. But anyway, Ben, thank you for listening. I very much appreciate it. Brian also said, at the Britpop show, I listened to your virtual balloon race as I did the weekly shop in Sainsbury's Godalming. Not very exciting, I'm afraid, but a great show. Sainsbury's and Godalming, Sacramento next to Folsom Prison. I agree, Sacramento probably does win. I'm sorry, Brian. can't really interrupt that one. So carrying on the virtual balloon race on Blue Sky, there's a guy called I'm Barely There from Omaha. He listens every Tuesday at work. Lovely to hear it. And also T. Lang, he says, I'm a loyal listener from Norway, Scandinavia. Is it possible to play the Scandinavian Britpop band Wanna Dies and their You and Me in the next podcast show? Absolutely. In fact, I'll give you a Scandinavian doubleheader.
From the 1990s.
Thank you.
We go from Scandinavia back to the USA. And Davo, where have you been? He's back. He sent a message. He says, it's funny to hear you begging a Britpop band to come tour the UK. I feel that all I ever do is beg Britpop bands to come to tour the USA. I understand the factors involved and I appreciate when some bands are able to make a US tour happen. Mate, go out and make sure you go and see Space Hog. And when you do, give them a wave, say the Britpop show sent you, and let us know what it was like. Let us know what it was all about. Right, it isn't just the Blue Tones and the Supernaturals doing a brilliant doubleheader coming up. Also, Sleeper are being supported by Rialto in September. They play the 24th September, Brighton, Concord 2, and then they go Cardiff, Bristol, Leeds, and then in October they do London Electric Ballroom, Wolverhampton, Newcastle, Glasgow, Nottingham, Oxford, Manchester, and Brighton again. Start where you finish, or rather finish where you start. Some of those have low tickets, so if you're interested in that, and you should be, get your tickets now. Again, like I say, pretty good doubleheader.
From the 1990s.
At 8 o'clock we said goodbye. That's when I left her house for mine. that she'd be staying in. Well, she had to be at work by 9. So I get home and have a bath. And let an hour or two pass. Drifting in front of my TV. She wants to see. It's Monday morning, 5:19, and I'm still wondering where she's been. 'Cause every time I try to call, I just get her machine. And now it's almost 6 a.m. and I don't want to try again. 'Cause is she still not? To I picture her in the back of someone else's car, he runs his fingers through her hair. Oh, you shouldn't let him touch you there. It's Monday morning, 5:19, and I'm still wondering where she's been. 'Cause every time I try to call, I just get a machine. And now it's almost 6 a.m. and I don't want to try again. 'Cause is she still not? This the end. It's Monday morning, 5:19, and I'm still wondering where she's been. 'Cause every time I try to just get a machine. And now it's almost 6 a.m. and I don't want to try again. 'Cause is she still not back? Well, heaven knows. What then? Is this the end?
You heard it here, folks. Sleeper and Rialto. Rialto are going to play that, aren't they? So Rialto, then Sleeper. What a night out. Go and get your tickets before they're sold out and you regret it. Right, I'm going to play this next song because I haven't played it in a while and I need no excuse for playing it. This is Yes, McCormont and Butler.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Thank you.
What a jolly, inspiring, uplifting song. The strings to which inspired the Manic Street Preachers, who are pretty miserable, to go and record Design for Life, which is not a miserable song at all. Right, in a way that brings everything full circle, cleverly bringing the start of the show back to the finish, we're going to come back to the theme for tonight's show, and that theme is the fact that Electricity have released a brand new album. It's a brand new album of old tracks which have been remixed and reimagined, and some of them, like I say, I just can't re-listen to. Foot Soldiers, go and listen to the original. You can't beat the original. I'm sure the current one does its best, but I just can't listen to it. It means too much to me, that song. But some of these songs are amazing. So we played Cosmic Castaway at the start, and this next one is a song called Out There. Now, you will recognise it probably as one of the halves of the, Today's the Day, which, if you listen to the album that they released a couple of years ago, I think Today's the Day is better, that version. It's a real rockier version. It's better than the one on the original Beautiful Insane album. Controversial, I know, but there you go. So this Out There is not just half of the Today's the Day song, but it's also the name of the album. Go and check it out on Spotify. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. Go and listen to a bit more Electricity. See you on the flip side.
Take this chance to take my hand. Bye. you out there. I'll take